Russian officials say a software glitch may have caused Sunday's off-target landing of a Soyuz TMA capsule. The capsule was carrying two U.S. astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut back to Earth from the International Space Station. The Soyuz TMA is an updated version of the veteran capsules, which have carried Russian cosmonauts for decades. It was on its first return voyage, and it was the first time Americans have returned aboard a Russian spacecraft. The crew landed 300 miles off course in a remote region of Kazakhstan, and they're now back at Russia's cosmonaut training center outside Moscow. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
Just 1 minute before they re-entered the Earth's atmosphere, the Soyuz's onboard computer unexpectedly alerted the crew that they were about to undergo a so-called ballistic descent, one much steeper than they had anticipated. Astronaut Kenneth Bowersox admitted they were surprised.
When we saw that we were going to have a ballistic entry, I knew what that meant. I knew what was coming after that. And it had happened at the point where we had finally relaxed and felt like we were best prepared.
The steep drop subjected the crew to a force of G8, eight times the force of gravity, or double the usual force during re-entry. Talking to reporters, Bowersox downplayed the experience.
It was easier than I thought it was going to be. But there's a lot of pressure on your chest, and when you come back from space, just one G makes you feel heavy. And so it's hard to breathe, and your tongue sort of slips back in your head towards the back of your throat.
Bowersox had flown in space before, however. Astronaut Donald Pettit was on his first voyage.
For me, for a moment, it felt like I was Atlas and I had the weight of the whole world on my shoulders.
Back at Russia's mission control, a weight was just descending on the shoulders of space officials. The Columbia disaster already had NASA officials on edge. Now there was a problem on Soyuz, and then they lost contact with the craft just 16 minutes prior to its scheduled landing. A harrowing coincidence. Columbia disintegrated 16 minutes before it was due back at Cape Canaveral. The Soyuz had, in fact, landed safely in the lonely Kazakh steppe. Astronaut Pettit said, in a way, landing way off course was something of a relief.
We'd been prepared that the landing site was going to be a bit of a mob scene with lots of people and hustle and bustle and everything. And I was actually relieved to ooze out of the spacecraft and lay on Mother Earth and just have a solitude moment in which to get reacquainted.
With no GPS devices aboard and their antennas damaged, it was 2 hours and 20 minutes before the crew made contact with rescuers. Russian space officials at first suggested a crew member might have pushed a wrong button on the Soyuz, causing it to go into a ballistic descent. But cosmonaut Nikolai Budarin, who was at the controls, ruled this out. It's absolutely certain that the crew did not give any commands to cause the craft to go into a ballistic descent, Budarin said. The reasons for why it happened are up to the specialists to determine. Russian space officials are now looking at the possibility a software glitch was responsible. All three men say they're now feeling fine, though Pettit, as a first-time astronaut, is still groggy as he gets used to the Earth's gravity. And Bowersox says they have other adjustments to make, too. The crew had grieved aboard the space station for their comrades who died on Columbia.
And now, as we are returning, we have to go through that, and we're confronted more directly with it. We're confronted with people who live with it more closely, and we're going to have to go through the whole process again, I think.
A process which the crew says makes their own dramatic homecoming bittersweet. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.